哦，呼口啦啦啦啦，都呼口耶稣。Sing， 阿杰都呼口耶稣。哦，撒波勒，阿杰都呼口耶稣。嘿，哦，撒波勒，哦，呼口啦啦，哦，呼口
啦啦啦，
都呼口。Can't you raise your voice and call the name of Jesus? Call the name of Jesus. Oh, Ruka, la, 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 la.
Oh, Ruka, la, 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 la. Oh, Ruka, Jesus. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, Alabarani,
Papa,
Alabarani,
cry out from the depth of your spirit. Cry out. Let everything in you cry. Alagbara ni Jesu. Alagbara ni yi. What is difficult before you? What is hard in you? What is the problem that can stand before you? Lord. Yo se te mi peo. Yo se te mi peo. Ni tori bo babo. Yo se te mi peo. Ni tori ti bo tele. Alagbara ni emi mi ma. Yo se te mi peo. Cry, cry out. Alagbara ni. You have waited for the sea to move, for the King, the Creator of the sea, here. Stayed beside the river so long, and you have waited for the angel to tear up the river to see. But someone who created the sea is here. It's not the sea now, but the one who made the sea, who created the water, is here. You have waited, you have been on the queue for a long period. Every time you want to enter the queue, you want to jump into the sea. Just for the angel, when the angels cheer up the water, someone else will catch the blessing. Someone else will carry the blessing and the miracle. And you will go home again, looking for another time. But today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He that created the sea, He that created the heavens, He that created all things, the God of all flesh, the God of all spirit, the God of all lives, the God of all miracle, the God of all possibility, the God of all solution, the God that makes way, the one that wills, the one who delivers, is here. You are not waiting for the water again. You are not waiting for the holy angel to share up the water. Jesus is here. Will you go before him? Will you meet him now? Will you meet him now? Will you meet him now? Oh, you still want to be with the queue? Will you like to be on the queue? Or you will jump the queue? You jump the queue. You jump the queue. That the Lord Almighty might touch you. That the Jehovah God might touch you. That your case will be attended to this morning. That by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your church is here. Your church is here. Your church is here. Your church is here. Oh, your church is here. The scripture recalls that the Bible recalls that both lame, though blind, they came to meet him, and all of them went home with joy. They went home with joy. They went home back. They went home with joy. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your countenance will change. You will go home with joy. You will go home with joy. You will be satisfied in the presence of the Lord. You will go home with joy. Just connect yourself. Connect yourself. Connect yourself before him. Connect yourself before him. Get connected to the presence. Get connected. You sit in me, pay, Baba. You sit in me, pay. O se temi pe mo ti duro pe Oluwa ojo gbodo ti mi mo ojo je ni ti mi ni e o se temi pe Oluwa mo ti wa lori ila ti pe mo ti wa lori ila angeli a ti koja a ti wa elomi ti lo gbon loni un o duro di ila mo gbon loni o ma ti gba ti mi en lati se temi pe en lati se pe Oluwa, you just like your cry, like oh sincerely. Let them see the sincerity of your heart. Let them see the demand you are placing before him. Let them see the genuine heart of God that you are demanding. You are demanding for divine intervention. You are demanding for divine help. You are demanding for divine release. You are divine for you are praying for divine hand of God to be released upon your life. You are declaring like, Lord, I cannot permit you to go. You cannot leave me like that. You will have mercy upon me. You will be gracious unto me. I cannot allow you to go. Oh Lord, my maker, my father, I cannot permit you. You cannot leave me like this. Lord, my case must receive solution today. My case must receive help. My case must receive help. My Lord, my King, my Creator, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Deliverer, my Healer. What am I going to do again? You are the only one. You are the only one. You are my trust. You are my confidence. You are the only solution that I can have. You are the only one that can give help. Oh, yes, Lord. Today, there must be a way. There must be a way. There must be a way for my life. There must be a way. They have despised you for so long. They have said so many stories about you. But your story must change. The case must be changed. Your case must be visited. This day, something must change. Something must change in you. Something must change. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the cloud that covers you must be removed. The weather around you must change. The environmental issues over your life must change. Inside you must change. Around you must change. They must receive. They must receive the charge of your God's power. By the name of the Lord Jesus, they must receive. They must receive. I believe you are touching. I believe you are receiving. I believe you are releasing. I believe you are releasing. Yakataya makraka. Yakata yakata. Mayakaya. Mayakroboshika yakata. Rikraka yakata. Prakata. Sikata. Mayakrobosh. Mayakata to robosh. Mesantaya. Mayakata to robokuria. Rakata yak rakata yakata. Every blessing that has been deflected, every blessing that has been diverted, every blessing that has been sent back, Lakata, you are there. You are just looking. You are not praying. Yakataya, all the blessing that the enemy has diverted, that have been deflected, we like to cry. Yemakataya, Mayaka, every blessing that have been detained, detained by the kingdom of darkness, every blessing that have been held back, every blessing that have been suspended, Mayakataya, Mayakrobo Shekayaka, Mayakrobo, Yakarakatayakata, Mariakata, Mashataya, every power that has held down the help of God from the reaching unto this life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, though today, let there be a way. Remakata, Mayakrobos, Rekrakata Yakata Yakata, Mayakrobos, Ekeyeke.
Robos Ekede. Rosh Meseteria.
Every area where you have been experiencing falling, wherever you have been experiencing falling and you are rising, you are falling, cry now. Every area where there is confusion, cry now, cry out. Remakanya, every area you have been discouraged, you have been let down, cry out in the realm of the spirit, cry out. Mashateya Prota, Mara Probo Shekaya, Mary Kraba, every power that has plundered your blessing, plunder you, cry out against them, cry out against them. Rimaka Shekaya Kata, cry out by the name of the Lord Jesus, cry out against the kingdom of darkness, cry out against them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All your plunderer, all of them, all that have taken you captivity, by the name of Jesus, cry out against them, that the Lord is crying out against them, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The everlasting God is crying out against them. The kingdom of darkness must crumble. All chains must break. All law must be destroyed. All grace must be destroyed, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every area of your life where the enemy has been making you to be lukewarm, Brakata, yakata, 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 ya, mayakraka, yaka, yakata, lukewarm, you are cold concerning things, you are cold about your life, you are cold about your blessing, you are cold, people are talking, you are not seeing that lie, you say no, no more coldness, in the name of the Lord Jesus, remaka, yakata, ya, mayakraka, yakata, ya, mayakata, you are lukewarm. By the name of the Lord Jesus, tear the spirit of lukewarmness, coldness, in the name of the Spirit. Ramakataya, let the light of God shine. Let the fire of the Lord run through my life, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost run through my life, in the name of Jesus. All manner of carnality that have been working upon your life, ruling upon your life, declare, rakata yakata yaka, let the fire, let the power of the Most High destroy. Remaka yakata yaka, all manner of carnality, all manner of sin and habit, orapa yakata, mekere kata yakata, mayakubo shekeye, mashekeye probo, mekere kata yaka, makerakata yakata, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you for your divine visit and your visitation. Thank you for the works you are doing right now. Thank you for the work you are doing right now, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. We allow you, Lord. We allow you to walk over every soul, over every spirit here. over every heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Father, please, Holy Spirit, please continue your work as we share your word briefly. Continue your work with us. By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will not recover from your workings. Chekatunya bosu plakra mosu pikaya anturia la katurima suprikanda yekaya rakla propos shikanda. Holy Ghost, let's overrule us, Holy Spirit. Overrule. Let your presence overrule. Preparations overrule and have your rulership and dominion upon us now. Every form of sickness, if there are sicknesses, can we come to the altar and touch the altar? If you are if you are having any ailments whatsoever, by the name of the Lord Jesus, just touch the altar, and release and say, this altar, upon this altar, I drop this sickness. Just go ahead. Just drop it. Drop the burden there, drop the weight, drop all the burden, drop it. Demons will crumble there. Yes, chains will break there. Yes, chains are broken. Yes, chains are being, they are bursting. Yes, yokes are melting. Mountains are disappearing. Hills are disappearing. Yes, sea, all the seas are drying up. Yes, all the wilderness are giving way by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just give, just no one is praying for you. No one is praying for you. It's the work of the Spirit, it's the work. No one is praying for you. Just release it. If the Lord decides to do it in that way, let him be glorified. All that we are asking, that he be glorified. And as you release, the ground is open up to swallow every pain. The ground is open up to swallow every demon. The ground is swallowed up, is open up to swallow every chain. They are swallowed up, all troubles, they are swallowed up. And the people of God are releasing all the pains, all the tensions, all the pressures, all the weight of the devil, all the yokes the enemy has put upon the necks of your people. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Lord, as your people are dropping,
We command the ground upon this altar to swallow them up. You cannot withstand the power of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Oh Lord, arise, Holy Ghost, and do a surgery. Do a surgery in the lives that are here. Do a surgery. Let the power of the living God do surgery. Lord, surgery of the system, surgery of the organs, surgery. Let heaven do, let the holy angels, Jemashataya, Reklaba, replacements where there are needs for replacements. Oh yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be supply from the storeroom of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be supply. Let the holy angels begin to perform the wonders of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in peace, for the Lord has worked mighty works in your life, and return back to give him the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the name of the Lord. We give him the glory and praise. We exalt him and acknowledge his presence, his awesome presence in our midst. We reference him and give him his place to continue to reign over our lives and over this assembly. And well, I intended to share with us, which if the Lord permits, I intended to share with us principles, what I call principles of supernatural intervention, or principles of experiencing supernatural intervention. That was what I prepared for as I sought his face. But always ready for him to overtake us every moment. So we're still just looking to it briefly on this, what we call the principles of enjoying the supernatural. In another way, you can put it like that. The principles of enjoying the supernatural or supernatural intervention. There are many issues in life that are beyond the level of human comprehension that no one can explain. Because we are not just physical human beings. We are people who have spirit, who have soul. And there are things that are working that you cannot explain just in a casual way. Or you just give an understanding. You just give a simple analogy, or just give simple explanation to. Many things are occurring because there are being operated in the realm of the spirit. We can only say what we know, or what the Lord decides to show us or to reveal to us. And that tells you that if you want to know more than what people outside there want to know more than them, then you need to take a level higher. Am I right? In other words, you cannot be operating the same level with someone outside there and is thinking that we experience, you know, what? Or you will experience something wonderful. No. The more you release yourself, you operate in the realm of the supernatural, the more you see that you experience the workings of the supernatural. And that is why a number of lives are going through turbulent situations in terms of, you know, struggle. Lives do add, you know, lives hardship from one issue or the other, one thing for the other. As if they say, some are discouraged, some are weighed down, some are weary, some are, the enemy begin to tell them all manner of things, because they are operating at a level which, of course, maybe it's at the same level with what is happening to them. And except they move higher, they cannot get out of the situation. And that tells us that in the matter of spiritual warfare or supernatural, we do not assume. There is no assumption. You don't assume. In the realm of the supernatural, you don't assume. And take for instance, someone says, maybe he slept, and when my roommate is the one that is pressing me down when I slept. He's my roommate. I suspect he's my roommate. No, it's not an assumption. Things of the spirit, you do not assume. You act not based on assumption, but based on the word of God. Because once you assume, assumption will lead to suspicion. And suspicion will bring, what do you call it now? Enmity. You begin to fight a war, spiritual war by physical war, which means you have already known the results, failure. Anytime you are using physical war to fight spiritual war, you can never win that battle. It's not possible. Because God cannot be mocked. So you do not assume. And again, it is not when there is a war that you see a war approaching that you begin to prepare. No. You prepare ahead of situations. You prepare ahead of challenges. You prepare ahead of issues. So when you see someone praying violently, it's not directly that he sees something now, but he's praying ahead of issues. And you do not allow issues to come and meet you. You must take battle to where? To the enemy's gates. You take battle to the enemy's gates. And that is one principle of experiencing supernatural. That we are always taking battle. So the enemy does not catch you unaware. You are always there. Before he say, Obenyan to the strike. Well, cattle prepare, or to strike. And they, because it is in the issue of the spirit. It's the issue of the spirit. You do not allow the spiritual wickedness or the counsel of the enemy to overtake you. You are the one that's supposed to overtake in everything. That is one. So you must always arm yourself for battles. And that is why the scripture tells us, the scripture says, be sober. Be sober. What does that mean? What is the meaning of sobriety? Huh? Does anyone know? We must know. Sober. When you say be sober, in other words, be self-controlled, be alert, be able to control yourself, be alert, be sensitive, be sober. And this scripture did not stop there. It said, be sober. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Spiritual issues, because may the Lord grant us health. Most of the things that happen to man is because of our laxity. Lukewarmness, lackadaisical attitude, too much relapse, indiscipline. We are not sober, we are carried away. And by the way we live and walk, we open, we provide pathway for the enemy. But the principle of the word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, so that we can overcome. And when we do that, the same scripture tells us again that, put on the whole armor of Christ. Put on the whole armor. And when we put on the whole armor, we are guided. No situation comes unto you unaware. You are already in charge. You are in charge. The enemy knows that you are already in charge of this situation. They say, so. You're there. They say, don't worry. He's already in charge. Because the Lord has helped him ahead. So you must be in charge of issues. It's not that something just come up over your life. And you begin to vigilate. and begin to run up and down. No, that is not God's plan and purpose for our lives. When we go into the scripture, we see some things. My time is not on my side, but I still want to share a few things before we then pray. Maybe I will. Okay. We'll go into the scripture later. But there is one other thing that I want to mention. When we are sober, we are able to perceive. We are able to understand what is going on in the realm of the spirit. We are able to understand the mind of the Father concerning issues. May the Lord steer us up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord steer me up, steer you up in the name of Jesus. That tells us that these principles that works in the realm of the supernatural does not permit negotiation. It does not permit negotiation. No. It is in the world that they negotiate. Biafra is negotiating with Nigeria. Or the Boko Haram, they are negotiating with the federal government. Am I right? Huh? But in the realm of the spiritual, no! Why should I negotiate with the devil? Never! God forbid. You don't negotiate. Because when you negotiate with the devil, he gains an upper hand. Even if he gives you, if he says, okay, you are negotiating with me so that I don't take this thing, okay. But he will be waiting for you outside there, waiting for you. Mo ti file fun igba kan na, sugbon ma gba ni loko loko. That is the devil. You don't negotiate. It's not the things of the kingdom of Christ is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Your healing is non-negotiable. Your victory is non-negotiable. Your breakthrough is non-negotiable. Your deliverance is not negotiable. You are not negotiating with the kingdom of darkness that you will that's your deliverance for your healing. No. It is an authority that God has given to us. It is an authority. And in the kingdom principles, you are to enforce the kingdom, the oppression of the kingdom upon the enemy. And that is how you enjoy the supernatural. You enforce it. And the enforcement is based on the finished work of the Calvary, where the blood of the Son of the Most High God, the blood that knew no sin, no blemish, no iniquity, no contamination. There is no pollution in the blood. To the point that the blood pleases the Father up to this moment, and it will continue to please him. So, if the blood of Jesus paid the whole price, heaven will not be happy if you are negotiating with the devil about your deliverance or your healing. Praise the living Jesus. So you enforce the will of God. And the other principle is the principle which I call this principle of the truth. standing on the truth. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44, because once we are able to get this thing done in our lives, we will see that our life, we will enjoy victories, we will enjoy help, we will enjoy supernatural, you know, intervention in diverse ways. Yep. 8:44. Not 4. 8:44. Yeah. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Jesus was referring to the Pharisees. And he said, he was a murderer from the beginning. And look at it now. Abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, can you please check another version for me? I can't remember the version now. Okay. Yes, please. Okay. This is the message. He said, yeah, you are the father. But let's look at it. Now, let's look at the third sentence there. He said, he was a killer from the very start, but the third sentence there. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. In other words, all that will make you to prevail against enemy or the victorious is by standing on what? On truth. 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 That is what the devil fears. Bible says he cannot stand in anything that is true. In other words, anytime he tells you that you are going to fail, you can say that is a lie because it is not true. Anytime he brings one issue or the other against you, it is a lie because everything about him, it is what? Lie. It does not stand in truth. Anything, anytime it comes with fear of death, you can confront him and say, that is a lie. Because you do not stand in the truth, you shred truth. You can confront him with what? With the truth. Truth prevails in the kingdom for supernatural workings. When you walk in the truth, you can walk in the realm of supernatural intervention. Truth. And that is why we need to run away from any form of lie, any form of lies, any form of dubious ways, any form of counterfeit, anything that is not truthful. You run away from it, pata pata. Because the moment you walk in lie, you have shifted your ground from where? From to truth, you are shifted to his what? To his constituency. And then he begins to tell you, say, he bought it around. He bought it apart. And that is why we must stand in truth every time. Whatsoever is going to cost, stand by truth. As long as you stand by truth, you experience supernatural. And The truth that Jesus presents is the truth that make way for us to enjoy supernatural. Jesus paid the price for you. He paid the price for you. He paid the price. And so we're going to enjoy that realm of supernatural in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your life is not conditioned for struggle. Huh? Your life is not conditioned for hardship. It's not a life that is conditioned. God did not create you with trouble, with failure. All these things are all the manipulation of the father of lies who do not or who does not stand in truth. And you can rise and challenge him against all issues over your life. Time will not permit us. But as we are going to round up now, I want us to read the scripture. I'm going to read the scripture to us. Join me to open the book of John chapter 9. That is really, this is where we are supposed to handle, but time will not permit, but we are going to read it. This is our scripture. It's supposed to be our scripture. John chapter 9. And I'm reading verses 1 to 3. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sin, but the works of God should be revealed in him. Amen. That the work of God should be revealed in him. As we were looking at it, that is where this the topic or the theme came up. The explanation I gave was just an explanation that I was ministered to. So, but the scripture they are standing upon is this scripture. And that scripture, you will see that Jesus was going and suddenly he saw a man. Somewhere along the line, it was not that heaven forgot to put eyes upon the socket. There was nothing in the socket at all. We call this place socket, Abba. Am I right? Yeah. There was nothing in the socket. Heaven did not forget. Huh? There are many things in our lives that appear to be somehow, maybe deficiency, maybe weakness, and so on. This man, he never had eyes at all. The Bible says he was born blind. And when he was born blind, the disciples asked Jesus, they said, what da be npe igba te pari ise lorun te ran omokunrin wa o da npe and so many people like that who will be asking, perhaps they said there is one part of deformity in my life, and so on. But what was the response of Jesus? Jesus said, look, no, the deformity was to showcase the power of God Almighty. It's to showcase that the Lord is sovereign, that the Lord is mighty. Your life today, God wants to showcase you. God wants to demonstrate his power over your life. Huh? It's not that it's God, the situation cannot be resolved. It's not that God cannot intervene. It's not that God cannot, but God wants to prove his mighty power. And that is the power of supernatural. And the Lord is going to show it in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. As we want to rise up now, one verse left that we are going to show. You see, there was a confusion in the town among the priests, among all others. And when you look at verse 32, they said, since the world, of the same chapter 9, since the world began, we have not, Abby? Oh, it began. It has been unheard. It was it not heard? But my scripture says, since the world began. Yes, 42. Sorry. 32. Since the world began, it has been unheard. Anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. It has never happened. Your case, heaven wants to showcase you. The Lord wants to reveal his mightiness. He wants to reveal his sovereignty. He wants to show that I am alive. That we make men to say, since the world began, we've never seen an act of God like this. Would you like to rise on your feet? God has not finished working with you. He has not finished at all. He's still in the working of releasing. He's still in the process of restoring. He's still in the process of recovering. He's still in the process of empowering. He's still in the process of turning things around and all manner of things in your life. And I want you to go before him right now by the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever that is the matter in you, whatsoever might be the matter with you right now, we like to talk to him and say, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this day I've come to meet you, the God of supernatural, the God that is able to do things. By the name of the Lord Jesus, that I'm delivered from the world of struggle. I'm not conditioned for struggle, not hardship. I am delivered from the oppression of struggle, because this is your counsel. I stand in the truth of your word. I stand in the truth of your kabapo. I declare to enforce your will upon my life. I come to enforce your authority over my life and my kingdom. I come to enforce the counsel of Jehovah, who created me, who made me. I come to enforce it by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come to enforce the power that created heaven and the earth, the purpose of the Most High over my soul. Likata, I command right now, let everything in me begin to listen and yield unto the Lord Almighty. Yield to your Creator in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I enter right now into the realm of the supernatural. Oh yes, Lord, I walk in the power of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I shall no longer negotiate with the enemy. I shall no longer negotiate with the devil concerning the affairs of my life, concerning the affairs of the church. I will not, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've come to enforce the counsel of Jehovah upon our lives, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Standing upon the truth, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand upon the truth, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There was a situation in the book of Matthew chapter 22. We are not reading. I will just share it briefly. Verse 29. They came to meet Jesus. The same Pharisees, set of Pharisees, they came to meet him and they said, well, all manner of things like that. Who would be the husband or wife of this person and so on? And Jesus replied and said something. And he said, you do not know the truth. And you do not know the power. Two things, truth and power. When these two things are disconnected from any life, it cannot experience any supernatural. Once you are disconnected from the truth, and you do not know the power of God, you cannot experience him. You are going to cry unto the Lord that by the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, Father, reveal the truth to me. Reveal the truth. Grant unto me the truth. Reveal your word. Grant unto me revelation, insight to the truth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that I will operate, Lord, in this level, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I will operate, that, Lord, you will reveal your mightiness unto me. I'll be able to understand your mightiness. I'll be able to understand your sovereignty. I'll be able to understand your greatness. I'll be able to understand your power. I'll be able to understand that there is nothing you cannot do. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are able, you are able, you are able. Even if they have said, my case is cannot be attended to, that there is nothing in this case, heaven will declare that there is power that is greater than the person who is speaking. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, even if they have said, they have declared that you cannot make it in the university. By the name of the Lord Jesus, that is a lie. There is a God who says, who is he that says, the thing that will come to pass when the Lord has not spoken, whatsoever the medical report that has been declared unto you, there is a God who has a final say. You can declare that the power that created heaven is the one that you are holding forth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power that sustains the universe is the power that you lean upon. And so, in the name of Jesus, you hold this right hand, you hold this power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'd like to address every fear in your life now. Any form of fear. You have fear? Is there anything that the enemy is threatening you? Do you think the enemy wants to put you to shame or disgrace you? Do you think the enemy wants to root you out? Do you think the enemy can succeed? No, it is a lie. You can tell the enemy by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have any weakness right now, even prayerlessness, you find it difficult to pray, you have a spiritual shallowness, you do not understand the things of the Spirit, you do not understand. You are just like this. You are just looking at people who are praying. What are they doing? Your heart is not here. You can talk to the Lord this moment.
You can talk to the Lord. You can talk to the Lord. All your fears, if you have fear of your examination of the one course or the other, can you bring it before the Lord? Can you bring it before the Lord? Can you bring it before the Lord? Any fear whatsoever that has been spoken anywhere by the name of the Lord Jesus, any form of fear, is it form of accident, fear of accidents? That fear is nullified, Fear of failure is cancelled. It is a lie.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Oh, because I know, oh, he holds my future.
Heavenly Father, this morning I rebuke every situation, everything, every condition that I've been standing as a source of fear and trepidation in the lives of people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that the enemy is using to buffet their lives, everything that the enemy is trying to use to pull down their spirits, everything that the devil is trying to use to bring doubt into their lives, Lord, this morning I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who is standing before a mountain, and for so long that mountain has refused to move, and that person has been standing on a spot, Lord, this morning, let those mountains crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Let those mountains melt by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Let those mountains give way in the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Every student, OUI, or the university student who have faced an exam, you have started or you are starting this, lift your hand, and your hands anywhere you are, want to pray for all these students. my Lord and my God, I rebuke the fear of failure in the lives of these people. In the mighty name of Jesus, take away their fear and replace it with the confidence of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen these hands, strengthen these ones, strengthen their hearts. Help them, O Lord God. None of them shall be a failure in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for OUI students. I pray for OAU students. I pray for Moro students where they are. Lord, I ask and I pray, I banish failure in your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Failure shall be alien to your results from now onward in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone waiting for one miracle or the other. Everybody waiting for the moving of the water. I ask this morning and I pray by the mercy of the Lord will move on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say the Lord will move on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say the Lord will move on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your servant that you are used for us today. Lord, I ask and I pray for lifting of the Holy Spirit, spiritual in every respect, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for enlargement of course, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the outflow of the grace of God, more and more upon his life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I pray for every weary soul this morning. Strengthen this heart. Some are weary. Some are weak. Some are tired. Father, renew their strength. Encourage them, O Lord God. Strengthen them, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area of your weakness today, the Lord will strengthen you therein. The Lord will strengthen you therein. That will strengthen you therein. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.